We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back. This is quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Dustin Hockensmith here. Brandon Pelter on the phone with us right now, going to talk some Penn State wrestling. But, oh, by the way, if you're interested, James Franklin will be coming to Stock Manor in Mechanicsburg. That's Thursday evening, March 15th. It's a benefit for uplifting athletes. It's an intimate setting. You can hear James Franklin talk about any number of things, leadership, building a winning team. And you can learn more about the event at upliftingathletes.org. Appetizers, drinks, photo opportunities. You will get a chance to hear James Franklin again speak in a small group setting where he really does well. You see it in recruiting. You'll get a chance to see it with your own eyes. Again, upliftingathletes.org to check that out. Todd Sadowski, our good friend from Fox 43, will be emceeing the event, which is reason enough to come out and then stick around for James Franklin maybe if you want. Anyway, Penn State Wrestling, Brandon, second at the Big Ten Championships. It's not a huge surprise over the past few years. Ohio State has won 3 out of 4 at Big Tens. And you got to start by asking, you know, I think Penn State cares about winning here, but really it's not the ultimate goal, obviously. And I think if there's push comes to shove, Kale Sanderson's going to manage his guys, manage his lineup accordingly. Not that Big Tens aren't important. It's just not the most important thing.
Right. And I mean, that's why you see Jason Nolf medically forfeiting out of the tournament, because you get to the point where, okay, you're good to go. You've gotten some wrestling. You looked pretty good. Now, why get you hurt for what really matters in a couple weeks? And I think that right there tells you all you need to know. I think what it does serve a great purpose, though, for Penn State, because you see a guy like Nick Lee, who lost and then was able to work his way back and finish third place. You know, these guys are put to the test in a couple days. So especially, I think, when you look at some of the younger wrestlers for Penn State, Shakur Rashid as well, same deal, a guy that 2 years ago was wrestling at 165 pounds, a guy that after his matches could barely walk. I mean, this is a new stage for these guys, and I think it really gets them ready and puts them in a great spot in a couple weeks.
So Penn State wins 3 individual titles. There were some rebound efforts looking back at last year. But let me just ask about Nick Lee. You know, I think he probably had high hopes for the tournament, and you always are curious to see, especially a true freshman, if things go off the rails a little bit and now suddenly you find yourself in the consolation bracket, how hard are you going to fight? And in Nick Lee's case, he fought pretty hard to come back and really decisively get third place there at 141.
Yeah, he did, and I think Nick Lee is one of those guys that he has been around strong competition. I mean, he didn't just wrestle throughout high school and that was it. He was wrestling around the world, and even in his senior year of high school, he was homeschooled just so he could continue his wrestling and continue to work and be around the Nittany Lion Wrestling Club. So that's a guy who I think really, just from talking to him, seems like he's mature beyond his years. So it doesn't surprise me to see him able to do that and able to fight back. And that's just the kind of wrestler that Penn State looks for. I mean, a guy that kind of has the all-around package, the guy that gets it from the moment that he walks in the door, and someone that understands about the team and not about himself. So I think he knew, okay, you lose, and sure, I'm not wrestling for first place, but here, these third-place points are huge, and so is every single bonus point I can get.
Yeah, and I think you can take that, extrapolate that. You get a little experience under your belt as a freshman, what it feels like to be in a real do-or-die situation in a college tournament. Good showing, I think, overall. Let me circle back to Jason Nolf here. I think I wasn't quite sure what to expect as far as how they would manage his situation, but he gets out there. I think he breaks a sweat a little bit, maybe not so much when he pins Jake Tucker in 237 in his opener, but then he wins by 15-2 major decision, and then he forfeits out the rest of the way. It's funny to look at that image of Jason Nolf and Michael Kemmerer standing on the sixth place spot at the podium. It's not something you'll see every day. It's probably something you won't see ever again, either one of those guys, them standing side by side, a couple Western Pennsylvania guys sharing that sixth spot. They both forfeit out.
Yeah, and, you know, I think for Penn State's From their perspective, it makes sense. Why are you going to continue to push the issue here when, again, like we said, what really counts is in 2 weeks? So for seeding purposes, I think he wrestled two. He looked good, and he should keep that high seed. I don't know, honestly, how that would affect things if he didn't go on and wrestle. I would assume that would have to bump him down when it comes to seeding for the NCAA tournament. But so he wrestled. He looked good, but... I think for Jason Nolf, he's ready to go. From what we've heard, he's been wrestling in the room the past couple of weeks, and we saw it with Nick Seriano too. Why are you going to push an issue that doesn't really matter? But for Nolf, I think it's a great opportunity because if he's not 100% and he still did have the brace on, you know, you got to get used to that. That is a different feel, and there may be some things that he can't do that he usually does do. He uses his legs so much. Now, that could be affected. If so, you have to wrestle while that you're affected. I mean, you don't want to just jump into the big stage, the biggest stage of the year, and not be able to wrestle your same style and just kind of get caught.
I told somebody I thought that if Jason Nolf only had one leg, I thought that he could beat a really high percentage of college wrestlers in the country. I just think that you want him to stay on his style, but I think he is so adaptable because he's so funky and so aggressive that he could change his style completely and still make a run at NCAAs well short of 100%.
And he's willing to try anything too, which certainly doesn't hurt. I mean, he's willing to, if he can, pin you with his legs, or and so even without, like, he, I'm sure, could figure out a way to get you on your back and maneuver things.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, talking Penn State wrestling here with Brandon Pelter. Coming out of Big Ten Championships, you're a runner-up to Ohio State, the team that you beat in one of the best duels in the country, and certainly the season, maybe even longer than that. So this is an Ohio State-Penn State will not be going away as a storyline. How do you think they match up if they're both going guns a-blazing at NCAAs? Are you looking at a pretty tight team race there, too?
I think you have to. I think you have to expect it. And Penn State needs the bonus points. They're going to need guys like Vincenzo Joseph and all of those, Shaq, all of them that either lost in the finals or, you know, placed third. They really need to be pushing to make it to the championships. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take an all-out effort for Penn State. I mean, last year, we saw them lose at Big Tens, and then you get to the NCAA tournament. They really didn't break all too much of a sweat. This year, I think it is going to be very different for Penn State. It's going to be a struggle, and they're going to need to win. They have nine guys there, and I think all of them are going to need to finish as All-Americans, or, you know, maybe eight out of nine are going to need to finish as All-Americans, something like that. It's going to take a great effort from Penn State.
Yeah, it's one of those efforts where every point's going to count. Bonus points are going to matter. Even guys who may or may not place or whatever, you need to score some bonus points along the way. Shakur Rashid, I thought, was interesting to make it to the 197-pound finals at Big Tens, losing to Colin Moore there by an 8-4 decision. No pins along the way, which I know you're in the position where you're spoiled, I guess, by looking at that and saying, but that was one of the big reasons you thought Rashid over Kassar, is that bonus points galore. He ended up majoring in the semifinal round, but no bonus points otherwise.
And I think, you know, that's going to happen sometimes. You even look at Zane. I don't think he had any pins throughout the tournament either. So that's going to happen, but again, for a guy like Shaq, who really hasn't experienced the environment, the Big Ten tournament, and sure, he's wrestled at plenty of tournaments in his life, but it's not really the same as Big Tens, and I'm sure it's not going to be the same as NCAAs. So, you know, you get back to the basics, and Shaq being a guy that, when you're injury-free, you can stick with what you have, what you know so well, and for Shaq, it's going to be getting back to the cradle. And he should have a good seed at 197. And I'm sure in his first few matches at NCAAs, he'll have some opportunities to lock up some cradles. And he's the kind of guy that knows what he needs to do, and he even likes the spotlight. So I think NCAA is going to be a big time for Shaq to really shine. And, hey, if he can finish in third place again, I think that's a great spot for him and would really be a pretty incredible story in all of college wrestling.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And we'll see how he complements, you know, along with some of these other guys, the big group of studs that Penn State will take out there. Zane Rutherford, a three-time Big Ten champ. He beats Brandon Sorensen in the 149 finals. Penn State record, 89 consecutive wins. I'm trying to wrap my head around 89 straight wins because that is an unbelievable feat. Mr. Automatic. Bonus points most of the time. The pins are always there. But just I've never seen a guy, I think, just you just know he's going to win. You don't believe it. You don't think it. You just know he's going to win. It's pretty remarkable.
And there's just – I mean, Zane is not a cocky guy. I would say he's a confident guy. But there's almost that swagger, especially when he's running out to Johnny Cash and Rec Hall. You know, when that music comes on, he steps to the mat, it's as if it's over. And he's a guy that, if he's getting taken down, it's essentially because he's working on something. He's trying to work something new into the mix. That's just how rare it really is. But an incredible feat for a truly incredible Penn State wrestler. One of the best. He broke Kerry McCoy's record, the current Maryland coach. So, you know, just goes to show you how impressive Zane really is. I mean, it's interesting. We asked Cale, where does he stand in Penn State history and Penn State lore? And Cale's not the guy that will really full-on answer that question, but Zane Rutherford's up there, and he's still one pin away from tying the program record of 52 that's held by David Taylor. Zane's up there. I think he's going to get that pins record, and I think Penn State wrestling fans, the program, they'll be talking about Zane for a very long time, and I'm sure he'll have a nice long Olympic and world's career ahead of him as well.
Yeah, I think there's still a lot out there for him. I think we mentioned this before on the show. Just it's hard to think of another guy in Penn State history. There have been guys who've had as much success as him. But to think of somebody who's been more beloved, more highly regarded than Zane Rutherford, it's all the stuff that we mentioned with the personality and all that stuff. But it's one more opportunity to appreciate what Zane Rutherford can do. I would expect to see him tie that pin record coming up at NCAA. That's Brandon Pelter here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. And that is it for us. You can always check us out. KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Download the Keystone Sports app. We'll see you next time.
Hi, this is Scott Shirley, Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes. I'd like to personally invite you to join us for a very special event. Coach James Franklin will be coming to Stocks Manor in Mechanicsburg on Thursday evening, March 15th. Come hear Coach Franklin speak about building a winning team and learn more about the work that Uplifting Athletes is doing for the rare disease community. There will be appetizers, drinks, and photo opportunities. Please go to upliftingathletes.org where you can register for tickets. We hope to see you there.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.